Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Hey, Ashley, I'm going to pretend I'm someone in a precarious but easy-to-remedy financial situation.
Well, okay. I'll be myself and try to help you out.
Awesome. Okay, picture this. It's near the end of the month, and my phone bill is 2 months overdue, but I went out to eat a few more times than usual in the last few weeks. The money that should have been put aside for my phone bill went instead into my stomach, figuratively. Because I don't have a budget plan, I can't seem to understand where the money went. I don't get paid for a week. I feel like I can wait to pay my other bills, but I really don't want my phone to get shut off. I don't have any savings. My credit cards are almost maxed out. What's my solution?
Well, the smart solution would be to call your phone company first to work out a payment plan with them to avoid interruption in service. Letting them know you're aware of the situation is the first step in the right direction. And often they'll figure out a way to keep your phone on with at least a little bit of payment.
But I'm afraid to do that. You see, I don't have the patience to wait on the phone, and I don't have the money to drive to the store to talk to someone in person who'll probably make me call an 800 number anyway. Plus, you know, it's embarrassing. Which is why I haven't told my friends or family about it. I'd rather just pay it and be done with it.
Well, that would be good, but you don't have the money for that, Jason. Really, in a situation like this, you should talk to the people to whom you owe the money or your support network for a short-term help.
But I don't want them to know I'm having money trouble because they'll think less of me. I know, I'll go to one of those payday lending places. I can take care of the phone bill and just pay them back as soon as I get paid.
Wait, don't do that. Those places are dangerous. According to the Center for Responsible Lending, 12 million Americans each year end up with more long-term debt from loans that are supposed to only be for a week or two. You already said that you have other bills to pay, and you don't have a budget. What happens if you get that money in your hands and end up paying other bills, and then you're broke again? If you extend that payday loan, you'll start paying the super high interest rates, sometimes as much as 500%, which means that you'll only get deeper into debt.
500%? That's crazy. Even my worst credit card only has a 21.9% interest rate.
Right? The rates are out of this world. A recent report showed that the average two-week loan has a $16 fee for every $100 borrowed, which is an average APR of 417%. And that most of the people who get one of these loans will stay in the loan cycle, coming back for more when they're broke again for 212 days. And those places exist to catch people like you and not let go. They know that most Americans don't read the fine print when it comes to finances, and they know that 50% of Americans don't have a money plan. They know that if they get you once, you'll come back for more.
But what about legitimate banks? Won't they offer me a short-term loan at a better rate?
Well, some will offer you a short-term loan, but they're usually not much better. They have an average APR of 365% and keep you in the loan cycle for 175 days per year. Not only that, but they can make the loans happen by direct deposit, which means that you get the money easily, but they also take the money out just as easily. If it's that easy, you might be tempted to just keep getting the loans until your debt spirals out of control.
Calling the phone company doesn't sound like such a bad option anymore.
That's true. And spend a month tracking your expenses and then make a budget. Don't be afraid of this stuff. If you are, you may end up getting trapped in an even worse situation. It takes communication with yourself first. Be honest about what you can and cannot spend. And don't be surprised when things go wrong if you don't stick to a plan. And when emergencies happen or you make mistakes and are late with payments, make sure you communicate with your bank or your creditor or whoever you owe money.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm just afraid to admit that I made a mistake. But it seems like a bigger mistake to get caught up in a 400% interest rate. That's ridiculous. And scene. That just made me really nervous.
Well, we all have money problems sometimes. If we plan, know where our money's going, we'll feel a whole lot less nervous and a whole lot more in control of our finances. We've got services in town to help with these things. Bank on Bloomington, the It's Your Money program at the library.
And there are so many more. You can dial 211 and get connected to a person who can help you find services that you could use to get your financial life in order.
Plus, there's a lot of trustworthy resources online, like mymoney.gov and thebeehive.org. And they have tons of financial tools that you can use for free. Anyway, for now, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. See you next time. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.